Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
You've heard about the probiotics, the things you take, like, and they're supposed to help your stomach bacteria be healthy.
Right.
Like Metamucil?
No, that's totally different.
It makes you regular, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have natural, you know, organisms in your intestines, and this helps to balance all that out.
Yeah, it supposedly makes it so you have better poops and things.
Okay. Oh, I thought all that right. was Metamucil.
Well, that does it in a
fiber.
Different way.
Oh, that's okay. Just fiber. I got you.
Okay, so now these probiotics, I think, and they're in a lot of yogurt, too. Mm-hmm. They'll have that bacteria in there.
Oh, okay.
But these probiotics are expanding now into skincare. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are using something called AOB, or ammonia oxidizing bacteria, on their skin.
How do you spell that? I'm kidding. Okay, AOB.
And it comes from a guy, David Whitlock. He has not showered or bathed for 15 years.
No.
Says he does not have body odor.
Yeah, okay.
He said it was kind of strange for the first few months, but after that, he stopped missing the showering and bathing. He said, if he gets a specific part of my body dirty, then he'll wash that specific part, but never with soap. As well as germs, soap, he says, also gets rid of the skin's protective oils and alters its pH level. And although he enjoys it, he has an extra 15 minutes a day since he doesn't have to shower. His primary motivation is to encourage friendly microbes to live on him in symbiotic harmony. The bacteria get to feast on the ammonia from his sweat, and he gets low-maintenance, balanced skin.
What does his wife say about that?
He's not married.
Yeah.
Oddly enough.
Honestly, like...
Watch out now.
I think the question is why. I'm like, because here's the thing. We've been using soap. Our parents, their parents used soap. I mean, your grandparents used lye soap. I'm like some kind of soap that had to be horrible for you.
Right.
Okay.
And you lived 80 or whatever years, 70, 80 years. This guy's going to do this? I mean, does it extend your life? Is there any reason to do this?
Yes, there is. There's supposedly a lot of reasons. And this is kind of interesting because this company did their testing under the idea that it might help with things like acne and eczema. But they found some bonuses during this. They were testing several hundred people, and they noticed that everyone who was using the ammonia oxidizing bacteria, or the AOB, had a lower blood pressure. Not dangerously lower, but they were able to come off of blood pressure meds if they were on them, and it was healthier. Then they noticed another thing. The group who were using the AOB had no headaches, zero headaches. The group that were using soap had the typical normal amount of headaches that people get. So now they think they may have a migraine headache treatment and also a blood pressure treatment from this AOB.
That's pretty amazing.
So a better quality of life is what you get from this.
Well, probably longer if you're low on your blood pressure.
And not introducing all those extra chemicals that might be in the soap.
Right.
So what I'm getting out of this is if you want to be healthier, stop bathing.
That is right, Cato.
Yeah.
So what happens? You need to get that AOB stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and I still think you're going to smell. I mean, I wear deodorant, and if I'm sweaty, I can smell myself.
They claim that at first that's going to happen, but if you give your body time to grow back those microbes that have been killed off with the soap, that they will do the odor cleansing for you and you won't stink anymore. I think they're just getting used to it.
Yeah, I agree. And here's the problem. We're going to be sitting in a restaurant next to one of these nasty people.
Let's call them AOB people.
AOB people. And they're going to be smelling, interrupting your meal. And when you complain, you're the bully. You'll be asked to leave the restaurant because you're invading their rights to not bathe. And it's their culture now.
And you ain't down OAB. Yeah, you know me.
OAB. It's AOB.
No, you know AOB?
Yeah, you know me.
You smell me. Okay, well,
like
Heidi,
this.
I noticed you haven't taken part in making fun of this.
Well, I'm going to research it.
See, she's going to do it.
Well, I like the AOB part. I do enjoy a bath. I love a shower, so no.
Well, you don't. Here's the thing: you can shower. You just use water, not soap.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
She's done with AOB.
Yeah, you know her.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.